Good afternoon, Tuscola sports fans. I am Branson Reese, and I will be joined with Kenny Moore momentarily. Kenny is on his way to the field right now as we speak. Big night for Tuscola now as they finish the regular season night on senior night against Irwin. Tuscola winning the contest Tuesday night 11-7 at Irwin's house. Beautiful day for baseball here. Partly cloudy skies, low in the 80s, and you couldn't ask for any better weather. Starting off, I'm going to start with Irwin's lineup tonight. Leading off for Irwin will be Corey Norton. Corey will be playing center field. Hitting second will be Derek Sage, playing third. Hitting in the three spot for Irwin will be Trevor Bailey, catching. Hitting fourth will be Lane Brank. Hitting fifth will be Jesse Hembry, playing second. Hitting sixth will be Blake Weaver, playing first. Hitting in the seven hole will be Tyler Allen, playing right field. And eighth will be Lamar Mudding, playing shortstop. Earlier tonight, before the game got started, they honored the seniors tonight. And when I call out the lineups for Tuscola, I'll tell you the seniors and where they plan on going to college. Leading off for Tuscola tonight will be Hunter Bryson, playing shortstop. Hitting second will be Trevor Nelson. He's a senior. He'll be playing left field. Travis is undecided on his where he's going to go to college at next year. Hitting third will be Jack Sutton, playing third. Hit in the fourth spot for Tuscola will be Landon Henley. He'll be designated hitting today. And the five spot for Tuscola will be Grayson Perkins, playing right field. And Grayson will be attending the University of Tennessee in the fall. Hitting sixth for Tuscola will be Patrick Broom. He'll be catching. Hitting seventh for Tuscola tonight will be Jack Mulhern. He'll be playing second. Jack plans on, he's a senior, and he plans on attending Western Carolina University. Hitting eighth will be Cam Parker, playing first. Cam will be going to Lenore Ryan, and Cam will be playing football there in the fall. And hitting ninth will be Josh Farley. He's a center. He'll be playing center field. Josh is a senior as well. He'll be attending Western Carolina University. And tonight's starting pitch will be Jarrett Penland. Tonight's Keys of the Game is brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. For Keys tonight, I have to think that, like we said the other night, being a big game for Tuscola, it's going to be, like Al Davis said, just win, baby. And Tuscola holds the advantage right now in the playoff for going, making a wild card into the playoffs by two games. They just need to win tonight to improve their stat, you know, to move up to get a better seating next week. AC Reynolds won the conference earlier in the week against T.C. Robertson in their big matchup. T.C. will be finishing second, and North Buncombe third. Excuse me, Asheville will be third. And right now, Tuscola holding the fourth spot. Tuscola tonight will be wearing the gold tops with white collars. Tuscola written in white with black outline, with the gray pants, with the black piping down the pants and the black socks. Irwin wearing the all gray uniform with Irwin written in red, outlined in white. We're going to step away for a commercial and we'll be right back.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in North Carolina learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, Tuscola fans, is Tuscola finishing up their warm-ups now? I've got to say that for all the fans across the world, happy May the 4th be with you. Being a Star Wars fan, I look forward to this day every day. And as my favorite Star Wars character, Chewbacca, would say, is... So it's about time for a little action. Leading off tonight for Irwin will be Corey Norton. Corey hitting .424 on the season as a leadoff, and looks like a real fast kid. And Jarrett Penland finishing up his warm-ups, Patrick Broom throwing down. And to my right now, I have Kenny Mull.
Branson, thanks for covering for me for a few minutes. I coach a Little League baseball team, and we had a game this afternoon, and I said I'll be there, and I timed it pretty good on the start, but thank you for covering for me there.
No problem. Jarrett Penland's first pitch on the outside corner for a ball. And, Kenny, I told everybody, I'm a little bit of a geek. I told everybody, May the 4th be with you, being a Star Wars fan. So, same to you. Norton fouling the next pitch off for a strike. Makes the count now. One ball, one strike.
Big ball game tonight, right, Branson?
Big ball game. I told my key to the game was, like we said the other night, you know, just like the girls, Al Davis, just win, baby. Pitch hit to right field. Travis Nelson running in, making the catch for the first out here in the first inning.
What's a beautiful evening for a ball game, though, Branson.
Absolutely, and good, you know, partly cloudy skies and perfect weather. And, I heard somebody say earlier, you know, it's amazing what a week will do, because, you know, last week we were calling the TC game and people were bundled up. Now, great crowd tonight, people sitting around in chairs, outfield, covered with fans. Great, great atmosphere tonight.
You still hadn't heard anything on the playoff implications this game, have you?
No, I do know that West helped Tuscola the other night with their victory to give Tuscola, I think, a two-game lead for a wild card, but they need to – I mean, they're okay, but they still need to win this one. Pitch hit back to Jarrett Penland, thrown to Cam Parker for the second out here in the first inning. That was Derek Sage hitting for Irwin, hitting back at Jarrett Penland. Next will be Trevor Bailey. He'll be catching today for Irwin. He'll be the next batter. And Trevor hitting .371 on the season for Irwin, having a good season. Jarrett Penland's first pitch, just missing outside corner for a ball. Kenny, how did your little league team do today?
Well, we got beat. But we had a good time.
Well, that's what I always told the kids when I was coaching. It doesn't matter whether you win or lose. I want you to have fun.
I'm coaching 7-8-year-olds, and, you know, the first thing the game's over with, you know, what are we having for snacks? So, I mean, you know, that's the main thing.
Trevor Bailey, his 1-1 pitch was on the outside corner. Count now on Trevor Bailey, 2 balls and a strike. Irwin with 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. 2-1 pitch coming. Hit to right field. Travis Nelson come running
should
in.
Should be playable.
Makes the third out here in the top of the first.
Good inning for Jared right there.
Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Kenny, like you said, those kids, that's one thing they look forward to. They get there and they want to know, am I playing? And the second question is, who's got snacks and what do we have?
Hey, 5 minutes after ball game's over with, they don't know who won, who lost, what the score was or nothing. You know, they get out there and who's bringing snacks tonight to get their snack? No, they're just happy as they can be, you know, and I love it because that's what makes it, you know, that stuff you remember, you know, whenever you get older, that's the best years of your life.
Yeah, like you said, there's only four people that knows whether you won or lost, and that's the two coaches and the two assistant coaches. And you have to play it off of that, Kenny. And
that's right.
As long as those kids leave smiling, you know, I felt like, you know, when I coached that I did my job. And, you know.
Well, you know, us doing the broadcasting this spring and everything, I had my schedule worked out pretty good with my little league team. But all this rainouts and rescheduling stuff has really fouled it up, you know. Like we had 2 makeup games earlier this week. Baseball and softball, and I had to miss 2 of my little league games because we had to make up those games. So, you know, this weather this spring's really, really played havoc with everything.
Lane Brank pitching tonight, finishing up his warm-up pitches now. Hunter Bryson leading off for Tuscola. Hunter's on fire right now, hitting the ball for Tuscola.
Yeah, he's been the last 2 games we've covered, which is good. You know, that several of them, you know, we've been playing some good ball right here at the end, and that's what you've got to do. You know, you've got to peak at playoff time, and that's what a lot of these boys are doing right now.
First pitch on its way to Hunter Bryson. Hit to right over to shortstop, making a diving catch for the first out here. In the bottom of the first.
That looked close, but I guess he did glove it before it hit the ground. He was on his belly when he made the catch.
Travis Nelson now the batter for Tuscola. Travis hitting .277 on the season as well. First pitch in the dirt to Travis for a ball. Travis been pulling some double duty between second base and left field, but here at the end of the season, been playing more left. Ball hit, looks like it's going to be in the gap. Center fielder running over, misplays it. Travis Nelson around first, on his way to second for a stand-up double. That'll be Travis's 4th double on the season this year.
Good hit right just in the gap right there between left and center.
Good job by Travis. Next up for Tuscola will be Jack Sutton. Jack playing third base. Jack hitting .312 on the season. Brank's first pitch on its way. Breaking ball, catching the outside corner for a strike.
This pitcher for Irwin here, Lane Brank. I played against a boy from Irwin back in my high school days named Frank Brank. I bet you that's his grandfather. What do you want to bet, Brank?
Could be. Could be. Pitch in the dirt to Jack Sutton. Bounced up to the backstop. Travis Nelson making his way to third. Go ahead run out right now for Tuscola, 90 feet away. Tuscola working with one out. 1-1 pitch on its way to Jack Sutton. Swing and a miss for strike two on Jack.
I tell you, this boy pitching right here may be hard for Mountaineers to hit tonight, Branson. He's not throwing hard. And that's a lot of times that's tougher than getting somebody out there throwing smoke.
Low outside pitch to Jack Sutton. Evens the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Travis Nelson on third with one out. Jack Sutton drilling one to left center field. Travis Nelson will be in. Center fielder misplays it. Jack Sutton rounding his way to second base for another stand-up double. Good piece of hitting by Jack right there. Tuscola leading now 1-0 over Irwin here in the bottom of the first. Landon Henley, your batter now for Tuscola.
Have to give him a single and an error right there, wouldn't you, Branson? He singled that in the hole, but then it went under the center fielder's glove to the wall. I give him a single and on a double two-base error there.
First pitch high outside to Landon Henley for a ball. Brank's next pitch on its way. Landon hitting one to right field. Right fielder coming in. Going to be down. Jack Sutton on his way to third base. Right fielder come running in like he was going to catch. Sort of held Jack up. Once the ball was down, Jack took off. Runners now on first and third for Tuscola. Grayson Perkins, the batter. Grayson, another one, swinging a hot bat right now, hitting .333 with 6 doubles on the season. First pitch to Grayson on its way. Outside corner for a ball. Let's go, GP. Brank looking at Landon Henley on first. Starting his wind up. High outside to Grayson for another ball. Count 2-0 on Grayson Perkins here. Tuscola still with one out, leading 1-0 over Irwin. With runners on the corner. Brank's pitch on its way. Grayson Perkins hitting one down to first base. First baseman throwing it to second, trying to turn the double. Next one run will be in. Jack Sutton score now. Tuscola 2, Irwin 0. Grayson safe at first. Patrick Broom now up for Tuscola. 2 outs, runner on first. Tuscola doing what they need to do right here in the first inning, scoring 2 runs. Brank's first pitch on its way. Patrick Broom swinging for a strike. Kenny, I have to anticipate these Tuscola boys getting in. They're going to have to travel the first round, which should probably, I would think, start around Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I think the girls' playoff starts Wednesday, doesn't it, Branson? I'm pretty sure that's what they said.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, I've been told Wednesday, the first and second round is supposed to be Wednesday and Saturday. Brank's throw back to Grayson, over to first, try to get Grayson Perkins, unsuccessful as he was safe. Patrick Broom working with a 1-1 count. Throws to first again. Grayson safe again. One-on-one pitch on its way to Patrick Broom. Drilled to left field. Held up too long, though. Left fielder making a catch to end the first inning as Tuscola leads 2-0 over Irwin. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola spring sports.
All right, Tuscola fans, we're back now here in the top of the second inning. Tuscola leading 2-0 over Irwin. Kenny Good at first inning for Tuscola right there, doing what they needed to do. Travis Nelson leading off, you know, getting a double. Jack Sutton getting up after Travis stole third. He gets a double, scores our first run. Then Jack gets over to third, you know, and Landon, after Landon Henley, gets a single. And then Grayson scoring the infielder. When he gets the ball in infield, Jack Sutton scores to make it 2-0.
Like we said over and over, Branson, you know, manufacture runs. That's what you got to do, and that's what we did there. We just manufactured those runs, worked them in. 2-0 lead in the first inning.
Brank now leading it off for Irwin here in the top of the second inning. First pitch high for a ball. Next pitch on its way, swing and a miss by Brank to make it 1-1. Kenny, and as we were talking about playoffs a few minutes ago, we anticipate the girls should have a first-round game, and hopefully be nice to be a second one. Brank's next hit pitch was hit into right field, fielded by Grayson Perkins, thrown in. Brank will be safe at first. Irwin using the courtesy runner, Tyler Anders, to come in. But back to what I was saying, Kenny, you know, the girls should have a first-round game at home, possibly too. But I talked to a few parents when they said, you know, I think Ann Gardner told them that the first and second round is Wednesday and Saturday. Well, Saturday's Tuscola's prom.
So, yeah, I don't know how they're going to work that out.
I don't think the girls want to show up to the prom in their uniforms.
I don't know what they'll do, if they'll reschedule that game maybe to Monday, or what they'll do on that, Branson, because, you know, all the planning and everything that goes into going to the prom, and, you know, cost too. So I'm sure they, you know, they're not going to be disappointed to miss the prom. I'm sure their senior prom.
Jesse Hembry, the batter for Irwin now, first pitch called a ball low. Next pitch on the way called strike. Count 1-1 on Jesse Hembry. And, Kenny, I guess the one thing you could say about the girls, all of them show up to the prom, they're all going to have matching fingernails. They'll be brown. So, I mean, from dirt. So, Hembry's pitch outside for a ball. Count now, 2-2. Runner on first for Irwin with no outs. Tuscola leading 2-0. Ball hitting Jesse Hembry in the leg. Runners on first and second now for Irwin. Top of the second.
There's one of those players like we've talked about before, Branson, take one for the team. You know, he just barely moved right there, just let it plunk him into the back of the leg, and down to first he went.
I always considered myself a team player, but
that's
dedication right there. Stand in and take a hit in the leg like that.
Oh, gosh. You know, nothing getting mad and charging the mound or anything like that. You know, he says, "Hey, I'm on first," and down he goes, you know.
Well, you know, and it's the motion that we've talked about him. You know, he pitches the submarine sidearm, as does Cam Parker. So, I mean, you're going to have that. I mean, you've got to.
You're bringing it around and in, see, and then if you don't bring it around enough, you're going to hit that right-handed batter.
Blake Weaver, the batter now for Irwin. First pitch outside corner for a ball.
Yeah.
Jarrett Penland winding up for the next pitch. Catches outside corner.
Yeah, he got back.
Patrick Broom throwing down to first. Cam Parker making the catch, but runner sliding barely back in safe.
Just did get under it.
Pitch on its way. Drilled. Hunter Bryson having to make a long run in. Makes the throw. Gets the runner at first.
Close play, but he got him.
Good job by Hunter Bryson right there. Runners advance, though. Have runners on second and third with one out. And Tyler Allen, the right fielder, up to bat now for Irwin. Tyler Allen for Irwin, hitting 271 on the season. First pitch inside.
That was close to hitting him. Allen right there for Irwin is probably the smallest high school player we've seen this year doing the games we've covered.
Jarrett Penland's next pitch. Hit in. Ball is playable. Jack Mulhorn going way out to make a catch. Makes the throw home. Ball bounced up on him. One run will be in. Great play by Jack Mulhorn. He ran a long ways to make the catch. Slid and caught it. Come up throwing. But runner will be safe. Score now. Tuscola 2, Irwin 1.
That might have been one of those plays right there. You're better off to let it go. It was in foul territory in right field. And like you said, the second baseman, Jack Mulhern, came over and run a long way and made the catch, but he had to make a dive and catch, and that gave the runner on third time to tag up and come home. Might have been better off to let that go foul and just been a foul ball.
Irwin now two outs here in the top of the second. Runner on the third for Irwin. Batter Lamar Mudding. Swinging at the first pitch. Called strike. Kenny, you know, the other night, the girls game, there was a Mudding, and I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but has to be a sister or something mm-hmm. for this kid.
Surely.
Lamar Mudding swinging for a strike. 0-2 count now. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Good job by Jarrett to get out of that with the runner 90 feet away, the tying run actually being 90 feet away. Tuscola leading still 2-1. Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
You know, Caleb Harden, the coach for the Irwin Warriors, you know, he's a Pisgah boy. Larry Harden, his daddy, works at Haywood Builders. I'm proud to see these boys from Haywood County get the opportunity to do stuff like that, Branson.
Yeah, and the basketball coach for the boys over there, Irwin, he's from Pisgah, too.
I can't remember who the basketball coach is right now over there.
Brank finishing up his warm-up throws, throwing down to second. Next up for Tuscola here in the bottom of the second is Jack Mulhern. Jack stepping in the box now. Brank's first pitch on its way. High inside for ball one. Mulhern scooting way up in the box right there. Next pitch. Inside for ball two. Two-oh pitch on its way from Brank. Stays inside again for ball three. Mulhern way ahead right now in the count.
You know, I was just saying earlier, though, you know, you see a lot of guys that, you know, they rear back and throw hard. Brank, not that hard to throw right there on the mound right now.
Throwing a lot of off-speed stuff. Next pitch, a strike on Jack Mulhern.
Of course, you know, like I said earlier, that throws the team off a lot of the time. You know, if you're used to somebody really coming through there bringing it to you, and then you get somebody that's a little bit slower off speed, and it messes your timing up on your hitting. Lead off runner on, that's what we need right now.
Next up, Cam Parker for Tuscola. Mulhern, the runner on first. Brank's first pitch, high outside for ball one. Next pitch on its way. High inside for ball two. Kenny, that the one I was trying to remember, Ben Roadarmer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
who it
I
was.
Know. I couldn't remember who it was, but, yeah, he's a Pisgah graduate.
Two-oh pitch on the way to Cam Parker. Drilled.
Oh, man.
Just pulling foul. Hit about 325 feet. Cam Parker now, two balls and a strike. But, Kenny, I tell you, Tuscola has some coaches out there, too. You know, some of the news, big news day before yesterday was Chris Brookshire. Jack Mulhern stealing second, uncontested. Ball stays high on Cam Parker. Count now, three balls and a strike. Chris Brookshire, former Tuscola football player and track star.
Yeah.
Went to Western. He had a stint at Irwin. He was one of the coordinators at Tuscola back in 09. Cam Parker drawing a walk. Runners on first and second now, no outs. Josh Farley, the batter for Tuscola.
I'm telling you.
Harbin, you know, going out to have a talk with Brank.
Right now, Brank is throwing batting practice speed to Tuscola, and you've seen what happened there. Cam got all of that one, hit it, like you said, about 325 feet, but he jerked it down the left field line foul because he was way out in front of it. I mean, he's throwing batting practice speed right now.
But that, back to what I'm saying, sorry, Kenny. You know, Chris Brookshire, I think, you know, he put in for the Tuscola job. And if I'm not mistaken, he did interview. But, you know, one thing led to another. We're happy to have JT Postel as our head coach. But, you know, and I think he rescinded his, you know, wanting to come to Tuscola. But he resigned at Smoky this week and says he has future plans that will be announced, you know, I think in the coming weeks.
The way I understand it, what I've heard is that he's been – offered assistant coaching job at Mars Hill, you know, whether I don't know for sure, you know, that for positive, but, you know, I don't blame him for, you know, advancing himself if that's, you know, if he got an offer like that. My question, somebody brought up the question today, was what if he had got hired at Tuscola and then got that offer at Mars Hill, what would he have done? Would he have stayed at Tuscola or
that's a good question.
Left before he started, you know? I don't
Farley
know.
Farley squares to bunt, fouls the first one off. Squares to bunt. Second one off now. Farley with an 0-2 count. No outs. Runners on first and second. But, Kenny, like I said, I'm a firm believer that things happen the way they do for a reason.
And, that's right.
You know, I couldn't be more happier to have JT as our head coach. Support him. and look for great things the next few years. 0-2 pitch on its way, throwback to second base.
Well, I really hope the best for Chris, too, because, you know, he's a fine person. In fact, I coached him back whenever he was playing in Little League, so I started coaching when I was a baby, man.
Mulhern.
I'm not that old.
Throwback to get Mulhern at second. He was safe. 0-2 pitch on its way to Farley. Stays inside for ball one. Kenny, I believe your list of people that you've coached is absolutely probably amazing of the talent that's come through Haywood County.
My favorite part of it is seeing them, you know, whenever they, you know, I'm coaching some now. I'm coaching kids now that I coach their parents. So, you know, it just makes you feel good.
And not to make
to
you
be
feel
a part of it.
You probably played with their grandparents.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Ball in the dirt, 2-2 count now on Josh Farley. Farley driving one high.
High fly ball.
Left fielder coming over, making the catch. Mulhern stays at second. Not deep enough to advance the runner. Tuscola now back to the top of their lineup. Hunter Bryson wanting a little redemption after that hit that his first time up. Runner still on first and second for Tuscola. One out. Brank's first pitch on its way. Outside. Throw back down to first. Cam Parker safe. Hunter Bryson's first pitch high outside for a ball. Count. Hunter Bryson's pitch on his way. Hit. It's high. It's going to be shallow. Mudding going out from shortstop, making the play for the second out here in the bottom of the second.
There again, right, that's what I was talking about earlier right there, Branson. You know, this slower speed that this pitcher's throwing right here for Irwin, and everybody's getting under it, you know, and it you can't really get anything on it good and solid, you know. There's two high fly pop-ups, you know, right there in a row.
Travis Nelson, the batter now for Tuscola. Brank's first pitch, hit back up the middle. Into center field.
Oh, good throw. Good thing he held it. That was a strike. Good throw right there.
Center fielder coming up with a great throw home.
Good hit.
Mulhern not really committing to go home. Pulls up. Good thing he did because it was a dead-on shot. Good hit. Good hit right there by Travis Nelson back up the middle. Kind of hard for a shortstop to make that play.
That makes Travis 2-for-2 tonight. He doubled that first time up and scored one of the two runs for the Mountaineers. Jack Sutton up now. He singled his first time up and scored the other run. Good position right here. He's two outs, but he's got runners on second and third.
Two outs, bases loaded now.
Oh, bases loaded. I'm sorry. That's right.
First pitch outside to Jack Sutton for a ball. Like you said, Brank, it looks like he's throwing BP out there, but he'll, you know, but I get, you know, that's good. Like you said, it's throwing a lot of off-speed stuff. Then he'll throw a fastball in there every so often, but that ball coming in high, a lot of these kids, they, you know, their eyes are big and they want to hit it.
It just throws your timing off.
Jack Sutton fouling the next pitch off. Makes the count now, two balls and a strike. Sutton stepping back into the box now.
Brank taking a look at these runners. Ball stays high on Brank. Three balls and a strike. Nowhere to put Jack Sutton on this next pitch if it's a ball. So, Kenny, you got to think he's going to have to throw something down the pipe.
Mm-hmm. Jack, just be patient. Don't reach for it.
3-1 pitch coming to Jack Sutton right now. Draws ball four. Brings a runner in. Landon Henley, the batter. Jack Mulhorn scoring. Making the score now. Tuscola 3, Irwin 1 here in the bottom of the second. Bases stayed loaded with two outs here. Landon Henley waiting on the first pitch. Brank stepping off like he's going to throw to first. But, Kenny, the infielders are playing deep, anticipating a deep hit.
Take one for the team, Landon. That was coming at his head. He ducked out of the way of that one. But
high inside pitch for ball one. 1-0 pitch on its way. Landon Henley fouling it off to make it count now. One ball, one strike.
Chasing a high pitch right there. Be patient in there. Be patient.
One pitch on its way to Landon Henley. Hit.
Kid to Gabby.
Center field runway over. Making a great catch to get Irwin out of a jam right there. Tuscola scoring one more run, though, here in the second inning. To make the score right now, Tuscola 3, Irwin 1. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low interest financing to qualified members.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, Tuscola fans, we're back now here in the top of the third inning. Your Tuscola Mountaineers leading 3-1 over Irwin. Big conference win needed tonight for Tuscola. As we said, we anticipate Tuscola being in, Kenny, but win does nothing but help the situation.
Well, a lot of it depends on, you know, like you said, a win tonight on the seeding part of it. That's you know, where your seed is going to be, whether it's home and away or how far away. So, you're right. This would be a big win right here tonight. Put us in a real good situation for the playoffs.
Sawyer Rackliff, the first batter here in the top of the third. Hitting the first pitch. Jack Sutton making the catch. Making the long throw to Cam Parker to get the first out here in the third inning. Irwin back now to the top of their lineup. Corey Norton, the batter. You know, Kenny, both the boys and girls have had a great season this year in baseball and softball. Nothing to hang their bad hat at. Kyle Norton hitting the first pitch to Jack Mulhern. Jack making the easy throw to first to Cam for the second out here in the third inning.
Well, that's what we like right there. Three pitches, two outs, Branson. That's, you know, it's been fun this year covering both the boys and the girls heading in Branson. I mean, this we've really had like you said, they've had good seasons, which made it exciting and you know, really fun to watch them win and boy, it's just I've just had a great time doing it this year.
Oh, I have too. Next batter, Derek Sage for Irwin. First pitch, catching outside corner for a strike.
He ground out back to Jarrett Penland on the mound his first time up to bat.
Pitch on its way. Outside for a ball to make the count 1-1. And Kenny, you're right. I've had a lot of fun doing this year. Like I said, coming in from the beginning, you know, this was on my bucket list to call a game. Pitch hitting out. Hunter Bryson makes a long throw to Cam Parker for the third out. At the top of the third inning.
Six pitches that inning right there. Now, that's great on the pitch count right there, Branson. We'll take that all day long.
Tuscola still leading 3-1 after three outs here in the top of the third over Irwin. And, you know, like I said, Kenny, I've really enjoyed this. This is on my bucket list, you know, to call a game. You know, I was lucky enough to call one of the Tuscola Pisgah football games a couple years ago for that the Great American Rivalry Series. And that was fun. But, you know, going in, I had no idea who I was calling with, and it took me a little while to get into it, you know, but I finally did, and I got comfortable with it. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, when I found out that I was calling with you this year, you know, I wasn't nervous at all. The only thing I was nervous about was getting it right the first game, knowing that what we kind of went through that first game when we thought we were going to be home the first game for the girls against the Inca, turned out to be a 2:30 change to where we were playing over at Inca.
Kind of hectic that first game it was, but I felt the same way, you know, whenever I found out that me and you were going, I've known you all my life, and when I knew I was going to be doing it to you, I said, but boy, this is going to be fun, you know, we'll have a great time doing that. I'm like you, the only thing that worried me was we didn't forget any of our advertisements for our sponsors and stuff, you know, during the game and everything. But thank goodness radio station gives you a log every game, and so we sort of know where we're at. But it's been fun, Branson. It really has.
I've really enjoyed it.
And again, we want to thank WPTL for making it possible. Terrell and her daddy Bill Reck down there at the station, you know, for making all this possible right here. It's really been fun, and I hope everyone's enjoyed it.
Up now here in the bottom of the third inning is Grayson Perkins. First pitch on the way to Grayson, hitting the ground.
Could be trouble right there. Pitcher. I think it is. Yes, it is.
Grayson safe at first. Pitcher, by the time he got, all he could really do was flip it behind his back to try to get Grayson, but Grayson was chugging down that line to be safe.
Have to give Grayson a single on that right there. You know, it was just in a place right there where the pitcher scooped it up, but he just didn't have time to turn around and make a play. So, base hit for Grayson on that first pitch at bat right there.
Next up now for Tuscola is Patrick Broom. Patrick had a good night Monday night against Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, he had a great night.
First pitch. Hit to Pat, driven a mile high to center field. Center fielder going back, making the first catch for the first out. Grayson Perkins getting back on first.
Patrick Group flew out to left field his first time up, flew out there to center field second time up.
If you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up on Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTL Radio Net. Click on the Sports tab and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2017-2018 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball. Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. Jack Mulhorn, the batter now for Tuscola, taking the first pitch outside.
He walked and scored his first time up. That was that one run there back in the second inning.
1-0 pitch on its way high for ball two. 2-0 count. Brank taking a look over at Grayson Perkins on first. Starting his wind up, coming home. Grayson going. Throw to Grayson back behind him. safe at second. Runner gets past the shortstop. Grayson on his way to third. He'll be safe there. Grayson swiping two here now in the bottom of the third inning. 90 feet away for Jack Mulhern for another run. Mulhern stepping back in. 3-0 count on him. Pitch on its way. Swing and strike. 3-1 count now.
I'm surprised he went after that one right there. 3-0 count. He went after a high pitch right there, too, on a 3-0 count.
Next pitch on its way. High. Oh, calls it a strike. Makes the count full now. 3-2 on Jack Mulhern. One out for Tuscola. Runner on third, Grayson Perkins. 3-2 pitch on its way. Jack Mulhern hitting deep enough to tag. Get the runner in. Grayson tagging on his way home. Pitcher cutting the ball off. Grayson scoring to make the score now. Tuscola 4. Irwin 1. Good job by Jack to get that run in, Kenny.
Yeah, that's what you got to do right there. You know, we got that runner to third base. Go ahead, you know, a long fly ball. Put another run in. 4-1 lead.
Cam Parker, the batter now for Tuscola.
Cam walked his first time at bat.
First pitch on its way. Inside. Bouncing up to the backstop. 1-0 count to Cam. Really 1-0 pitch on its way from Brank. Ball stays high. 2-0 count now on Cam Parker. Pitch on its way, Cam Parker.
Oh, good stroke right there.
To left field for a single. Here in the bottom of the third with two outs. Josh Farley, the batter now for Tuscola.
See, that's what you got to do right there with Brink throwing slower speed than what they're used to seeing, Branson. But Cam just stood back on it, just waited on it. Just a good, easy, smooth stroke right there and just stroked that ball right in left field. That was beautiful.
Irwin's Coach Harvey coming back out to have another talk.
I think we're going to have a change here.
Brank going to third base. And Derek Sage coming in to pitch for Irwin. Kenny, I was looking at some stats on Irwin today. This Sage kid, he's leading the team in home runs. He's got 7 this year for them.
Wow. Well, he's got the size. He looks like he could drive one, Branson.
Tuscola baseball is brought to you by and in part by Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Robin G. Black CPA, Gene Ferguson Moving Company, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Eagles Nest Grocery, Hometown Hardware, and Fat Buddies. Go out and support these sponsors of Tuscola baseball and softball this year and let them know that you listen.
This boy looks like he, Sage here, throws pretty hard, but that may be more into our wheelhouse right there if he does. Because just counting up right here in two and two-thirds innings right here, we flew out high fly balls about 8 times in two and two-thirds innings, so... We're just getting under the ball on that slower pitch right there, Branson. If he, you know, if our timing, we come around on the ball, I think you're going to see more line shots now.
And, you know, too, I mean, that may be a strategy that Harbin's working on, you know, throwing somebody, you know, the off speed, it can get a little bit of speed on it, and then come in with somebody with some speed. Now you're going to have to get your bat speed back up.
Yeah, it works sometimes. I mean, you know, that might have been his idea right there.
But these kids have...
What is Irwin's overall record this year? What are they?
They are 7-14 overall and 4-11 in the conference this year. First pitch on its way to Harley. Excuse me, Farley. Fouled off for a strike. Runner on first. Cam Parker.
So basically they're playing their last game of the season tonight with nothing to lose, right?
Josh Farley flying up to the pitcher. Making the third out here to end the third inning.
Yeah, they that's a dangerous team, too, when they have nothing to lose, Branson. I mean, you know, it's a big game for us because it means in the playoffs maybe where we're seated and everything else. But
and spoiling senior night.
For them, you know, they have nothing to lose. This will be their last game of the season. And
as we end the third
inning. No pressure on them, right?
That's exactly right. As we end the third inning, Tuscola leading 4-1 over Irwin. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Timeout Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Timeout Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, we're back now here in the top of the fourth inning. Tuscola still leading 4-1 over Irwin. Trevor Bailey, the hitter for... Irwin hits one to second base. Jack Mulhern making the play. Runner Trevor Bailey getting down the line. Mulhern's throw late as Bailey will be safe. Next batter will be Lane Brank that was pitching, now playing third base for Irwin. Penland's first pitch. Brank lays down the bunt. Penland picks it up, makes the throw to first for the first out here in the top of the fourth.
Good bunt right there. Moves the runner up.
Next up will be Jesse Hembry for Irwin.
Hembry got hit by a pitch the first time at bat.
One out with a runner on second for Irwin right here. Ball hit to third base. Jack Sutton making the catch and throw to Cam Parker for the second out here in the fourth inning. Good play by Jack. Runner advances up to third now.
Smart play right there. Get your out. Two outs now.
Blake Weaver, the batter now.
He grounded out shortstop, Branson, his first time at bat.
Penland's first pitch to Weaver on its way. Hit back at Jarrett Penland. Penland making the catch and throw to first for Cam Parker for the third out here in the top of the fourth inning. Tuscola score, not scoring any right there, Kenny, but score remains 4-1 Tuscola over Irwin as we end the top half of the fourth.
That's two innings a row right there. Jarrett had 12 pitches in two innings, so that looks good right down when we start looking at the seventh inning right now. That looks good right there because he's way down on his pitch count. So,
Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. And as Derek Sage finishing up his warm-up pitches here, Hunter Bryson will be leading it off here in the bottom of the fourth.
That's 38 pitches in four innings for Jarrett, so he's doing real good on that pitch count.
You kind of anticipate, too, the reason they're starting the playoffs on Wednesday. You know, some of these pitchers may need 4 days rest if they're ace.
Exactly, yeah.
Once you get in the playoffs, it's, you know, there's no.
Well, you're right. That's why they're doing that, you know, because you want to come in there in the playoffs for every team to come in fresh with everything they've got and then go from there, you know.
Yeah.
So that'll give, like you said, that'll give everybody at least 4 days of the rest. So they'll every team will be able to go with whoever they want to in the first round there.
Win and go on, lose and go home. So.
That's right.
Hunter Bryson's first pitch on its way. Catch in the inside corner for a strike.
Hunter's flew out both times to the shortstop tonight.
Next pitch on its way. In the dirt for a ball to make the count 1-1. Hunter stepping back in. Sage's 1-1 pitch on its way. I had some wicked moves on it, but it was out for a ball.
Another little bit high too. He does have some movement on it, but
2-1 pitch coming. Hunter Bryson drilling it.
That's
center fielder
deep.
Going
that's
way
deep.
Back.
That's deep. That is
off the
base wall.
Of the fence. Hunter Bryson with an easy stand-up double here in the bottom of the fourth. Good start for Tuscola here. Next up, Travis Nelson. Travis with a double earlier in the game. Be nice to see a.
Well, actually, he's 2-for-2. He doubled that first inning and scored a run and singled his last time up at bat, so he's 2-for-2 tonight. We want to see a triple and a home run.
That'd be
Bryson.
Nice.
We want to see the cycle.
Man, it'd be nice to see the cycle.
I'd love to see that.
Nelson's first pitch on the way. Outside for ball one. No outs. Hunter Bryson on second for Tuscola here. Travis Nelson fouling the next pitch off. Count now 1-1 on Travis Nelson here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch low outside for a ball. Make the count now, 2 balls and a strike. Two and one pitch on its way here from Derek Sage. Fouled off again by Travis Nelson to even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Travis stepping back in now. Hunter getting a good lead off a second. Travis Nelson hitting one deep, center fielder.
Making, too high.
Making the play. For the first out, Hunter Bryson going back like he was going to tag, but it wasn't deep enough. Jack Sutton, the hitter now for Tuscola.
Jack singled his first time up and scored and walked last at bat.
Hunter Bryson still on second with one out for Tuscola. Sage taking a look at Hunter. Coming home with the pitch. Pitch stays up for a ball.
Tell you, Irwin center fielder has been a busy man out there tonight. That's about seven long fly balls he's caught out there in dead center field already.
And he's got a good arm, too. Next pitch in the dirt.
Yeah, he made a great throw to home there a while ago. It's a good thing that runner didn't try that. Threw a strike to the plate.
Count two. Two balls, no strikes on Jack right here. Jack Sutton right here. Sage's pitch on the way. Missing outside. Count now, three balls, no strikes. Landon Henley, the next batter on deck for Tuscola. Sage's pitch on its way. Called strike on the outside corner to make the count now. Three balls and a strike. Three-one pitch on its way now for Jack Sutton. Stays outside. Jack drawing the walk. Landon Henley up now for Tuscola here. Runners on first and second for Tuscola in the bottom of the fourth with one out. Tuscola looking for a couple more runs here to help Jarrett Penland out.
Landon one for two tonight. Single and a fly ball to center field.
Landon Henley attempted to go but did foul off the pitch. 0-1 count right now on Landon Henley. Sage's pitch on the way. Drilled by Landon Henley.
Could be.
Center field running.
I don't think he can.
Making the play.
He made
Hunter
that.
Bryson.
Oh, what a catch was that.
Hunter Bryson tagging up. Jack Sutton staying halfway.
What a
catch.
Casey
drops it. Good play by the center fielder again tonight.
Well, there again. That's about eight or nine now that he's caught out there. And two of them were diving, running catches. I mean, just. That boy's had an awesome ball game.
Two outs now here in the bottom of the fourth.
Wouldn't be hard to pick a player of the game for Irwin tonight.
No. Runners on the corners for Tuscola. Jack Sutton and Hunter Bryson. Grayson Perkins, the batter now for Tuscola. Stepping in. Sage's first pitch to Grayson. Staying low for ball one. One oh pitch on the way to Grayson here from Derek Sage from Irwin. Catch in the outside corner that time to make the count 1-1. Tuscola leading here 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth.
We need to hit right here from Grayson. We hate to see us strand those runners right here.
Pitch on its way. Stays out. Jack Sutton stealing second base, uncontested, with Hunter Bryson on third. Two-one pitch on its way to Grayson Perkins. Throws a curve, but it stays out to make the count. Three balls and a strike. Sage starting his windup. Perkins awaiting the pitch. Drilled.
That's what
one
we
run will be
right
in.
There.
Hunter Bryson will be in. Jack Sutton will be in. Grayson Perkins with a stand-up double. Tuscola leading now 6-1 over Irwin. Good hit by Grayson Perkins to hit left center field, legging out a stand-up double. Patrick Broom now up for Tuscola.
Patrick flew out to left, flew out to center.
Patrick stepping in now, waiting the next pitch. In the dirt, does not get past the catcher. Grayson Perkins will stay at second base. Thank you. 1-0 pitch on its way now to Patrick Broom. Stays low in the dirt again. 2-0 now on Patrick Broom. Patrick Broom hitting about a 340-foot bomb Monday and against Smoky Mountain. Got to make him feel pretty good.
He got all of that one for sure. Good eye right here now.
Next pitch in the dirt, Patrick. 3-0 count on Patrick with two outs. Runner on second for Tuscola, Perkins.
Sage has got to bring him something good right here. Be patient, Patrick.
Patrick drawing a strike down the gut right there.
Taking all the way on that one. Don't blame him.
Count 3 balls and a strike on Patrick. Three-one pitch on its way. In the dirt for ball four. Runners will be now on first and second for Tuscola. Coach Harbin going to have another talk with Derek Sage. Jack Mulhern will be the next batter. Patrick Broom using a courtesy runner in Scout Schulhofer. Tuscola baseball is brought to you by and in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Robin G. Black CPA, Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford and Gene Ferguson Moving Company, Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Eagles Nest Grocery, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Sage, Harbin's leaving Sage in here right now. Come out and talk to him. And staying in right now. Two outs.
First pitch on its way to Jack Mulhern in the dirt. If I'm not mistaken, King hit Sage's last six pitches. Five have been in the dirt.
You're right.
Irwin not having anybody warming up right now in the bullpen. Jack Mulhern hitting one, trailing away from the center field. That'll be down.
That's down.
Grayson Perkins will be in. Schulhofer rounding second, going home from third. Second baseman throwing
in. Way off.
Schulhofer scores to make the score now. Tuscola 8, Irwin 1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Good job by Jack Mulhern hitting that. Kenny, that ball just tailed away from the center.
Oh, it did. He
jumped on his horse, but it was he couldn't catch up.
He was on the move, but yeah, he couldn't get yours right. He was just tailing away so bad that he just couldn't catch up to it.
Next up now for Tuscola is Cam Parker.
Cam's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk.
First pitch to Cam. It's going to be a high pitch for ball one.
He had a beautiful easy swing on that last at bat for a single. That's what you got to do on a slower pitcher. Just time it. Just take a good easy swing at it.
Sage's next pitch to Cam Parker on its way. Swinging and missing for a strike. Make the count now. 1-ball, 1-strike on Cam Parker. Mulhern getting a good lead off of second base. Sage coming home with the pitch. Ball's going to be outside for a ball. Count now on Parker. Two balls and a strike with two outs. Runner on second. Tuscola leading 8-1 over Irwin here in the bottom of the fourth. Two-one pitch on its way to Cam Parker. Stays high. Three balls and a strike, and you can see Sage getting frustrated, Kenny.
Yeah, he's up to 33 pitches this inning right here. I mean, this has really worked on him.
Well, he's either everything's either high or in the dirt, low. I mean, short for him. So you know he's got to be getting a little frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell it.
Drawing ball four. Cam Parker now on first. Jack Mulhern on second. Josh Farley, the batter for Tuscola.
He flew out to center his first time. Left field, I'm sorry, his first time at bat. Flew out to the pitcher his second time. So Josh is due right here. Josh has been putting the bat on the ball really well the games that we've covered here, the last few games that we've covered in baseball. He's really put the bat on the ball.
Farley's first pitch on its way. Down the gut for a strike. O-1 pitch on its way to Josh Farley from Sage. Drilled back up the middle. Center fielder's making the play. Mulhern on his way home. Ball gets past the center fielder.
He overran.
One runs in. Cam Parker trucking it around third. On his way home, Cam Parker will be safe. Score now, Tuscola 10, Irwin 1. Good piece of hitting by Josh Farley.
And the center fielder, you know, is what great as he's played out there tonight for Irwin. He came running in. He overrun it. It went on a dead run coming in. It went under his glove and went on out to the fence and allowed those two runners to score. Josh to end up on second.
Harbin going in to talk to Derek Sage. Brank now coming off the third. Looks like they're going to make a few changes for Irwin.
Well, I had Sage up to 36 pitches on that inning right there. That's a killer right there. So.
Derek Sage will go back to third base.
Who is this right here? What number is this right here?
That may be the right fielder. Tyler Allen.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Because the second baseman.
No, it looks like number seven. Looks like number seven. Looks like yep. Corey Norton.
Corey Norton, okay. He was in center field. I seen a guy come running in from outfield, but once they got together, I couldn't tell where he was running from. Good job by Tuscola here. Keep one more run, and they'll be at the 10-run limit. I mean, mercy rule of 10 runs.
Yeah, if they score.
I think they have to play five, though. And
you got to play five. Or four and a half. Let's see, seven inning game is it five and a half or four and a half? If you're the home team,
maybe five and a half.
We'll find out pretty soon, won't we?
We'll know it's over when the umpire says it's over.
So. Never was good figure with the numbers, you know. That's why I have to use this counter right here so I can keep up with my numbers. See. Lefty out here, tall, lanky lefty. That looks like he throws pretty well out there on the mound.
He has some speed.
Mm-hmm. He threw a good breaking ball there a minute ago, too, so he could pose a little bit of problem right here for the Mountaineers. Leadoff man back up, Hunter Bryson.
Yep, Tuscola back up now on the top of the lineup with Bryson. First pitch catch in the outside corner for a strike. Farley, two outs, runner on second for Tuscola. Norton's pitch in the dirt. Farley running. Be safe at third. Catcher blocked it, but it bounced out in front of him. Farley got a good jump. Ten runs for Tuscola. To Irwin's one here in the bottom of the fourth. Hunter Bryson now working a 1-2 count. Pitch on its way inside for a ball. Make the count 2 balls, 2 strikes now. 2-2 pitch on its way. Fouled off by Hunter Bryson. Like to see Hunter bounce up and get a hit right here. Ball in the dirt to make it full count now. Hunter Bryson, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Tuscola working with 2 outs. Runner on third, Josh Farley.
Let's see what he brings him right here. Full count.
Hit by Hunter Bryson, right center fielder. Right fielder running over long ways to make the catch to end the fourth inning. But Tuscola made some noise here as Tuscola leads 10-1 over Irwin. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
About that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busted dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Are you planning on moving? Dean Ferguson Moving Company is there for you, whether you're moving across town or out of state. Dean Ferguson Moving Company will do a wonderful job handling all your moving needs. We pack, we load, and we move. Dean Ferguson Moving Company, 3257 Delwood Road, Waynesville, across the street from High Country. Call 926-1022 for free estimates.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, Tuscola fans, now we're back here in the top of the fifth inning. Your Tuscola Mountaineers leading 10-1 over Irwin in a big last conference game, senior night for Tuscola. And, Kenny, you know these kids are super pumped to have, you know, senior night, Irwin. And like we said, with the weather that we've had, you couldn't ask. It's been like 7 straight days of beautiful weather, and that does a lot for a lot of people's attitudes. And
well, you know, these boys want to go out with a bang. You know that. Good crowd here tonight, too, so you want to do good in front of them. You know, it's amazing, Jarrett, going in here to the top of the fifth inning. And he's real good on his pitch count right now, and it's amazing. He's only got 1 strikeout for this game, you know, and it's just allowed 1 run, only 1 strikeout through 4 innings. So he's the team's played behind him, too. We made some plays. And
Tyler Allen, the batter for Irwin right now.
Doing a good job right here.
Jarrett Penlin bringing him 2 straight strikes to make the count 0-2.
Oh, he caught him on that submarine. He caught him on that one.
Oh, man, I bet Tyler Allen will go sit in the corner and think about that one, because that was just he might have been able to try out for the golf team.
He didn't know what to do. That was a golf swing. It was straight up. He didn't know what to do with that pitch right there. Now, that's using your head right there. See, Jarrett throws that sidearm submarine, but then on with 2 strikes, no balls, he good lead. He come way under with that one and just froze, just tore up the batter right there.
Tyler Anders, the batter now for Irwin. First pitch hitting.
I'm going to have to hurry. That's a hard play to make.
Run.
He got it.
Good throw by Hunter Bryson right there. Hunter Bryson coming from deep, playing the ball off of the grassy infield, making the throw to Cam Parker.
I mean, that
for
was
the
on a dead
second
run
out
right
here,
there.
Top of the fifth inning. Next up is Sawyer Ratcliffe for Irwin. He's the designated hitter tonight. As we said, he's got 7 home runs on the season.
Good pitch right there from Jarrett. He's throwing well this inning right here. Ratcliffe ground out to Jack Sutton there at third base his last time at bat. Wow.
Swing's a mighty bat, I'll give him that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you get it up in his wheelhouse, you might as well close your eyes.
Ratcliffe working now on an 0-2 count with 2 outs here. Top of the fifth. Penland dealing him an 0-2 pitch.
Oh, what a breaking ball. Goodness gracious, that was at least 2 feet. My goodness.
I believe Ratcliffe could probably go over and sit on the bench with Tyler Allen right now because they both got
I wouldn't have swung at that either, but you know, but my goodness, it broke at least 2 feet.
Jarrett Penland with the voodoo that you do that absolutely caught them off guard those last two batters for 2 strikeouts. Good job by Jarrett Penland.
That's amazing right there. Third, fourth, and fifth inning, Jarrett had 6 pitches, 6 pitches, and 7 pitches.
He's
19 pitches in 3 innings.
He's on tonight.
That's amazing.
Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll, and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. Moving here to the bottom of the fifth, Kenny and Travis Nelson will be leading it off for Tuscola. And Travis, one of the seniors tonight that was honored, and he's undecided on where he's going to go to college. And we wish nothing but the best for Travis. Been a great, had a great baseball career up at Tuscola, played football as well.
So, what would you say? Unassuming, oh, you know, just quiet, never out of the way. You don't even know he's there, you know, but you're right. He's been consistent last year and this year. Just a great team player out there.
First pitch on its way to Travis. High outside for ball one. And Kenny, you know, he got player of the game over at Brevard, and you know, he really opened up a lot of eyes over there at Brevard, the way he played, you know, playing left field and the way he swung the bat. If I'm not mistaken, his hit was what put Tuscola back in the lead, and they never looked back.
Yeah, he had a great night over there that night.
First pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Next two pitches have been on the inside to Travis to make the count now, 2 balls and a strike. Pitch on its way, swing and strike, evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Now, that's what you got to watch when you get a left-hander like that. He throws a pretty good breaking ball, and it's going to come on the outside and break down in. Oh,
reach
out
and hit one. Good job by Travis Nelson hitting it to right field to be the leadoff getting on.
That's what you like to see. Just stuck his bat out there in front of that one, poked it into right field.
Next up now for Tuscola is Jack Sutton.
That makes Travis 3 for 4 on the night. He's got a double and 2 singles. Jack Sutton singled and 2 walks tonight.
First pitch on its way, way outside to Jack Sutton for a ball. Tuscola leading 10-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch stays outside again to make 2 balls, no strikes.
What I was saying there earlier, you know, a left-handed batter on that breaking ball, it'll be on the outside and it'll break down. And so when you swing, you're going to swing over it.
2-0 pitch on its way to Jack. Travis Nelson running. He'll be safe at second. The mercy rule runner on second now, and Travis Nelson. 3-0 pitch on its way to Jack Sutton. Jack taking a walk down to first base. Landon Henley, the batter now. No outs. Runners on first and second for Tuscola. First pitch on its way to Landon Henley. In the dirt. Oh, excuse me. Just got the strike zone. Oh, 1 pitch on its way. Swing and strike. 0-2 count now.
Jake right here.
Norton's 0-2 pitch on the way. Hit back up the middle to center field. Travis Nelson on his way home. He'll be safe at home.
That's a ball game.
Make the score 11-1 as Tuscola wins tonight on senior night, beating Irwin 11-1. You are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Time Out Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Time Out Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola spring sports.
All right, Tuscola fans, we're back now here as the final score, Tuscola 11. Tuscola 11, Irwin 1. A huge win for the Mountaineers to end the regular season. Sweeping Irwin, winning Tuesday night. 11-7. Now all they have to do is wait Monday to find out where they're going to be playing at next week in the playoffs. It's time for the Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Grayson Perkins. Stop by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of Lake Junaluska Stoplight on Delwood Road for all your springtime needs. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. All right, Grayson, senior night. I've been waiting to do this interview all year. great job, great win tonight.
Thank you, thank you.
Good job. Congratulations to you seniors. Y'all had a great four-year career up here. What can you say? I mean, is there anything you want to say senior night?
I mean, that was one of the best team baseball games I've ever been a part of. We all hit the ball well, and I don't think Penland even threw 50 pitches tonight, so he's only got 2 days to rest. There's a lot of people, I think, that could have got the award tonight. I mean, not just me. I mean, Jack made a great catch. He hit the ball. I mean, everybody hit the ball tonight. And I just think it's a great way to go out on the home field. I mean, we've all played here for 4 years, and it's just been fun.
It has been fun, and I'm proud of you, too, because you tell them where you're going to school at next year. Let me get my chest swole out here. Where are you going to school at?
University
Grayson?
Of Tennessee.
That's right. Go Big Orange. I'm excited for him. And a little thing about Grayson, he likes to fish, and sort of slipped off and did a little fishing yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
How many big ones did you catch?
I actually skipped third period yesterday. I caught a 6.5-pounder, and then I went after school before practice and caught about a 5.5-pounder yesterday.
You
so.
Gonna tell your daddy maybe where you what you used and where you
caught? I don't know about that. Yeah, I can't tell you all my secrets.
Okay. Well, I, you know, Grayson, you know, like I said, I've been wanting to do this one for a while, and a lot of people, you know, all these kids are, you know, all these student athletes, you know, you're all. You go to school all day, then you go to practice and stuff. And, you know, all the football players, you, Cam Parker, you know, Will Smathers, you know, Travis and everything. But everybody's played pretty much two sports. But
at least,
when was the last time you had a week off? Let me ask you, how many days have you had off since August the 1st?
None. I don't think. Saturdays and Sundays.
You went from baseball into basketball, now into baseball. Yep. So congratulations to Grayson. Senior going out tonight on senior night. Congratulations, Grayson Perkins, our player of the game.
Thank you.
Tuscola winning tonight, 11-1, Mercy Rule over Irwin. And like we said, we're going to have to wait through Saturday and Sunday to find out who Tuscola will probably be playing next week. Good thing is we'll have our pitchers will have all their days of rest. So, you know, they can gauge on who they want to pitch. So, and same thing for the girls. The girls will be, will find out hopefully late Sunday, early Monday on where they will be playing. We anticipate the girls will be home. They finished in a tie for second. And be honest with you, Kenny, I'm not sure exactly how they're going to break that tie. Statistically wise, it looked like Tuscola might have been a little bit better, but. I'm not sure how the conference will go about deciding that.
I don't know either. I just, you know, I'm just proud of both our girls and boys teams. Branson here at the end of the year, go out with a bang, you know, go out with wins and keeping their playoff hopes alive. And, you know, we'll find out this week, I think Monday, for sure, when and where we'll be playing and everything. So you can tune in to WPTL Radio on your computer. You can punch in WPTLradio.net and you can click down on the sports and I'm sure she'll have it posted what games, you know, and where they'll be and when. We'll be back if it holds true to what we've heard, maybe Wednesday we'll be back on the air.
And that may be good too, because it looks like there may be some rain rolling in tomorrow and Sunday and part of Monday, which will be good, you know, sort of get maybe kill a little bit of this dust that's on the fields and stuff. But looking tentatively to, you know, Wednesday is the first day for sure to start the playoffs. Stay tuned to WPTL Radio. They'll have a schedule of next week's playoff games. I'm not exactly sure about, you know, how Pisgah's is going. But I know they'll have both Tuscola and Pisgah scheduled up for the playoffs. So we're going to step away for a commercial break, and then we'll be right back for our last segment.
Are you planning on moving? Gene Ferguson Moving Company is there for you, whether you're moving across town or out of state. Gene Ferguson Moving Company will do a wonderful job handling all your moving needs. We pack, we load, and we move. Gene Ferguson Moving Company, 3257 Delwood Road, Waynesville, across the street from High Country. Call 926-1022 for free estimates.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork, chopped, pulled, or sliced, beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right. We come back here now. Tuscola winning huge tonight over Irwin, 11-1, to finish the regular season and senior night. Great way to go out, Kenny, with a huge victory like that.
Oh yeah, we. You know, I I just think our boys were ready for tonight. You know, it being senior night and everything, I think they wanted to go out with a bang, and they did, and it looked like they were having a good time out there tonight, even though the pressure was on us. You know, there was no pressure on her when they were out of the playoffs. The pressure was on us, but we were just calm and just played a good, solid game tonight. And I'm looking forward now to the playoffs. Of course, like we said just a few moments ago, we don't know when and where yet. So just stay tuned, and like I said, check in with WPTLradio.net and click on the sports. And just as soon as they find out, I'm sure she'll have it on at the radio station. They'll have it on the system there, telling when the game's going to be and what time.
Sounds good. Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. And Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Kenny, like we said, go to WPTLradio.net. They'll have a schedule of the playoffs when it comes out. You know, look on, I'm pretty sure a couple other websites will have it. You know, so be paying attention for that. For Kenny Moore, I'm Branson Reese. We appreciate you listening. You've been listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.